Joining us now for a moment or two is Paul Masson. Paul Masson, the station manager. I think I got it right second
time. That's good, close enough.
He's station manager of WRKF, and Paul is wearing a couple of hats. He's been the station manager since 2008 of WWNO in New Orleans, and it is his judicious choice to have this local program on the air, and we're honored to be here on WRKF. And Paul, it's great to be associated with you and your station.
Well, thanks, Jim. Likewise as well. And also, it's a pleasure to be here with General Honore. I don't know, Jim, I don't think he's passionate enough. I think that's... but, no, you know, these are the kind of things that, you know, we would like to see the program develop into a great resource for this community here in Baton Rouge and be a place for to have discussion about issues that are important to this community, give us a little more time to stretch out on those kind of things and talk about it, and get feedback from you, the listeners. And you can do that two ways. You can call in, which is great. And also via email at talk@talklouisiana.org. And let's get the dialogue going, and let's make this something where it's a space we can have some thoughtful, civil discussion about what's going on in our community. And those are the kind of things that we are very excited about being able to develop here on Talk Louisiana.
And Paul, I've noted that Louisiana has 1.4% of the national population, but certainly generates far more than 1.4% of the national news, and it seems that any story, whether it's in Baton Rouge or the Beltway or beyond, it has a Baton Rouge connection.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just think about what transpired this past summer and those kind of things. I mean, there are this region seems to make news at a pretty impressive rate, and of course we're working with NPR, and many times between Baton Rouge and New Orleans, we're producing content that airs nationally on NPR, and across the country, 35 million people listen to NPR, and Morning Edition is one of the most listened to programs in radio, and to have the ability to work with them on a local level, but also on a national level, is something which I think is pretty powerful, and we hope that this program will be part of that ecosystem.
And Paul Masson, you spent some time in Baton Rouge many moons ago, didn't
you? I did. As a kid, I grew up in Baton Rouge here. I went to Sherwood Forest Junior High School back when it was at, played football, and really enjoyed the time when I was here in Baton Rouge, and am glad to be associated again.
How many years in public radio?
About 25 years, so it's been a while, in many different parts of the country, and working in New Orleans and here in Baton Rouge together is a very exciting proposition here, and I think we're going to be able to do some great stuff.
Well, we're pleased to be affiliated with you, and we'll march forward. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Beth Courtney, the head of LPB for over 25 years. She's been there more than 40 years. I don't think she's
mind
to say.
Tell Beth I said hi.
Well, she'll be talking about potential cuts to public broadcasting. Should be interesting.